More from the Media First blog.
It's always the way, isn't it, that it's easier to find examples of media interviews that have gone badly wrong. But we don't want to just share the bad and the ugly with you in our media training blogs. We also want to highlight those spokespeople who excel and deliver compelling interviews. And our expert media trainers have been captivated by two excellent interviews. Let's start with Dame Laura Kenny, who appeared on Channel 4 News after announcing her retirement from cycling. Britain's most decorated female Olympian has previously spoken about suffering a miscarriage and an ectopic pregnancy. And as the interview came towards the finish line, she was asked about Kate Middleton and whether she sympathised with her desire for privacy during her health issues before it was announced she was undergoing cancer treatment. Dame Laura said, "I think health issues and what you go through personally should be kept completely quiet until you feel it's the right time." She went on to say, "Honestly, if someone had been speculating about what I had been going through before I was ready, I think it would have broken me." She also went on to say, "It was a hard enough time as it was going through what we were having to go through, let alone any sort of speculation, gossip in the background." She fully believed any sort of health issues, be it pregnancy, be it illness, is only her news to tell. And she did believe that it should be personal until she felt she was ready to speak about it. Asked about whether we should, quotes, give her a break, she added, "You don't know what's going on," which is very true, isn't it? And she went on to say, "These things could be delicate subjects, so for me, yes, I used my platform to speak out, but it was on my terms. And I was very much ready to speak about it." So what media lessons can we learn from this? Well, firstly, it is a reminder that spokespeople need to consider what other subjects could be brought into the interview. Dame Laura was announcing her retirement, but found herself facing questions about the health and privacy of the Princess of Wales, and it's a current topic in both mainstream and social media. Now, anticipating these questions is part of the process, and you still need to answer them in a way that does not distract from your message that you want to get across. Expecting the unexpected is something we always stress during our courses. And Dame Laura did that expertly, answering the questions in a way that didn't say anything about royal health and then moved on to safer ground about her own experience and how she felt at those times. Now, Chris Morn, one of our expert journalist tutors, highlighted this interview to us, and he said Dame Laura did very well. She stuck to her subject, namely her own situation, and many others would have been tempted into speculating about the Duchess's health and privacy issues. And importantly, she did this seamlessly. She knew where she was heading, just as she did in so many velodromes during a distinguished sporting career. And the other interview that recently stood out to us for all the right reasons was provided by Sir Chris Whitty. England's chief medical officer will always trigger memories of the pandemic press conferences beamed into our homes every day that made him a household name. Now, this time he appeared on Radio 4's The World at One, ahead of unveiling in Parliament of tough new anti-smoking measures, which include handing ministers the power to restrict the flavours and promotion of vapes. Asked what he would say to those who believe the measures are an extension of the nanny state, an infringement of the freedom of choice, he told the story from his early medical career. He said, "I remember very vividly as a young doctor having been involved in an operation that removed a patient's leg because smoking had led to clogging up of the arteries. And this patient had to go outside and light up, weeping as they did, because they were trapped in addiction." That is not a choice. That is an addiction that's doing enormous harm. It's a striking, graphic, memorable example. And you can picture that stark scene, and you can almost sense the despair the patient must have felt. And it sticks with you. I keep thinking about that story now since I heard it. And it's more impactful than standard facts and figures about the risks of smoking and vaping. If anything, he could have spent a little more time on the story, people are fascinated about stories about other people. During our media training courses, we stress to delegates the importance of adding details to their stories and examples. Names, ages, places, and locations are the sorts of information that help draw people further into a story. Imagine if we were told the name of Professor Whitty's patient or how old they were. It would have made the story even more compelling and engaging. Damien Watson, another member of our brilliant training team, said that the story was doing the rounds all day and he'd heard and seen several interviews and arguments for and against restricting the promotion of vapes to the point where he wasn't really engaged anymore. And then he heard Chris Whitty's example and it stopped him in his tracks. It was just so vivid, almost shocking, and had such impact. And it was his one takeaway from a whole day of coverage that illustrates perfectly the reason why we encourage spokespeople to give powerful examples in interviews.
Read and hear more from our blog at mediafirst.co.uk. Media First, specialists in communication training.